You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. Dr. Kelsey Hall, an associate professor in agricultural communications at Utah State University, will be hosting a series of webinars from November 5th through December 3rd that aims to provide farmers and ranchers the opportunity to expand their customer base by implementing supplemental nutrition assistance programs, or SNAP, for their CSAs, farm stands, and stores. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
So tell us a little more about the webinars you'll be hosting this month.
The webinars that we're offering in November and December are to provide training that will help farmers and ranchers to accept SNAP benefits. This would expand the opportunity for Utahns that are SNAP participants to purchase SNAP-eligible products.
And why should farmers and ranchers move to accept these SNAP benefits?
Well, SNAP is considered the greatest underused federal program that could generate revenue for farmers as vendors at farmers markets, farm stands, farm stores, or CSAs. And as an increasing percentage of these dollars are being spent at the farmers markets and farm stands, there's an ability to serve more individuals because at this time, we do not have any CSAs or mini farm stores or farm stands that accept SNAP.
What is the process like for these farmers and ranchers applying to accept SNAP benefits?
The best way to become a SNAP authorized direct marketing farmer is to apply to the USDA's Food and Nutrition Services, and then we're able to help them know about partnering organizations in our state that can help them obtain a point-of-sale terminal where they can process their SNAP cards, which are known as the Utah Horizon cards.
Dr. Kelsey Hall, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And join us next week for more Utah State University Extension highlights. I'm Kaylee Foster. Thanks for listening.